This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
Well, elections for Otago Regional Council are held every 3 years at the same time as elections for city and district councils. The last election was held on Saturday, 8th of October 2022. And of course, the next local elections for Otago Regional Council will be held on Saturday, 11th of October, along with our other local body elections. And this year, we're using a single transferable voting system. There's a bit to catch up on around all of this. And so joining us on the line now, Amanda Virko, Deputy CEO with Otago Regional Council. Morena, nice to have you with us, Amanda.
Morning, Jeff. Thank you for having us.
So maybe we can start with how many candidates we have this year.
Yes, so Otago Regional Council has got 23 candidates nominated, and that's across Otago, across our different constituencies, which is one less than last year, but is a really great number and some really great talent and skills putting themselves forward for the council.
Okay, so we do need to do some research. Now, as I mentioned at the outset, voting is by STV this election, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So the big change for STV, for Otago Regional Council, is that you number the candidates based on your preference of those candidates. So the numbering is the big important thing, moving away from the ticks, which was last election. We have got a flyer going out with voting packs, which gives instructions around STV. So hopefully that will help people. We've also got heaps of information on our website. For our Dunedin voters, it won't be too much of a change because Dunedin City Council uses STV already. But for our other city and district councils, this will be a change.
And just to make it clear, those voting papers come with your voting papers for Dunedin City Council positions and so forth, if you are enrolled to do that.
Yeah, correct. So your voting paper, depending on which city or district council area you live in, your ORC voting options will be on that same voting paper as your city or district or local authority candidates as well. So it's all in the one voting paper. For Dunedin council, Dunedin residents, that'll be voting for DCC and ORC using STV. For residents in Central Otago, Queenstown Lakes, Waitaki or Clutha, that will mean voting with ticks for your local council, and then switching to STV and using the numbers for your Otago Regional Council candidates.
And when does voting open?
So voting opens on the 9th of voting opens on the 9th of September. Voting papers will be arriving in letterboxes after that, and then you have until the 11th. Voting closes on the 11th of October, but I'd really strongly encourage everyone to vote and fill out those voting papers as they arrive so that they get in nice and early. You can also do a special vote if you don't have voting papers arrive in the mail, and there's instructions on our website supporting how to do that.
All right, let's explore that a little bit more. So who can actually vote?
Yes, sure. So you can vote in the local elections if you're on the electoral roll and you live in the Otago region. And the Electoral Commission manages that electoral roll, and they've been doing a big push over the last few months getting everyone to update their details and make sure that their details are correct so those voting papers go to the right place. However, that won't be the case for everyone. And so, yeah, if your voting papers don't arrive, you can still go online and register for doing that special vote. You can also vote if you own property in Otago, and there is eligibility checking on our website, and then the process for doing that is there.
An important question now, I guess all of us have got to think about, and all elections, these ones included, why should we vote?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. Personally, I think we should all vote because we have the ability to vote, and we have we can trust in free and fair elections. And I've lived in countries where that isn't the case. So voting is this enormous privilege, but it's also a right and it's also a responsibility. But I think key for local government elections is that you are, you know, the people that are elected are helping to shape our city, our region, our environment, our communities. And so it's not only about our current environment and our current day-to-day living experience, but it's also about future generations, and the decisions that we make today, or those elected members make today, will inform our kids and our grandkids. So I think, voting is really, really important.
Yeah, and having some idea too of what the Otago Regional Council is responsible for is quite helpful, isn't it? I mean, we've talked at various times on this spot about various branches of the work done by the OIC, but it's very broad and far-reaching, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and I think we've got the benefit of scale, and that we cover the entire region of Otago, but we also work at a catchment and community level. So that is where that Otago Regional Council role comes in. You know, from mountains to sea, we look after environmental issues, air quality issues, those big regional biodiversity issues, emergency response management. Our public transport networks in Dunedin and Queenstown, natural hazards assessments, and again, climate change, those big chunky regional issues is what we're here to focus on.
All right. So just a reminder, look out for those voter packs, which will be delivered from the 9th of September. And you can... Hopefully you're enrolled, your correct address is all there, and you're going to get that pack and start to work through it and figure out how you can be best informed about which candidates you want to support. There'll be candidate profiles there, and there are other ways, of course, to tap into things that are going on in the community in terms of some of the conversations around this leading into the election. You can choose to engage with whatever is out there in your area and make an informed decision. If that orange pack doesn't turn up in our letterbox, what would you say, Amanda? What should we do?
I would say jump on the ORC website and give ORC a call, our customer number a call, and either the website information or our customer team will help direct you to where you need to go to check your details, and then what the special vote actually entails is going into a physical voting centre, so at the DCC for Dunedin, for example, or QLDC have got physical voting centres set up, and you'll have to go in and complete that voting form.
All right, make sure you have your say. Engage in the process this year, won't you? It's critical that if we're given this opportunity to help make decisions about who our leaders will be, that we just take up that opportunity. Great to talk with you. Amanda Virko, Deputy CEO with the Otago Regional Council, joining us this morning. Thanks for your time, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Have a good day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.